First, let's take a look at the week ahead, because there will be some releases this week that will be of interest to investors around the USA. We'll get started with the releases on Wednesday. It'll be a little light early in the week, but on Wednesday, we'll get existing home sales, and this will be for the month of December. Now, let me say that these releases may be subject to a reopening of the government on Monday, January 22nd. There is a vote scheduled for very, very late tonight in Congress, in the Senate in this particular case. There is already a vote scheduled very late tonight on a three-week extension to February 8th of government operations. If that vote is successful, then I think we will get these economic releases this week. If it's not successful, your guess is as good as mine as to what happens. But we're trying to spend as little time as possible on the dysfunctional federal government reality show because, frankly, it's boring. It's just boring to watch these people. So existing home sales will come out on Wednesday if they come out. Let's put it that way. They'll come out if they come out. And right now, the estimate is 5.75 million annual rate of transactions. And last month, it was 5.81 million. There's been a lot of activity because rates have been low and people have been getting jobs, and it's been good for transactions. Most of the transactions, close to 90%, are in the existing category. So that number comes out on Wednesday. We'll get new home sales coming out on Thursday in the morning. They're estimated, if they come out. Only in America do we say such ridiculous things, right? But the new home sales, if they come out on Thursday, are estimated at 683,000. And we've seen a bit of an uptrend in new home sales activity recently, particularly following the hurricane damage, and especially in Houston, where so many homes were wiped out. And we're seeing a positive trend in new home sales, although this figure could be down from the prior month. The overall trend has been favorable recently. Also, if they come out, the leading economic indicators are due on Thursday morning. They're estimated to grow 0.5%. Last month, 0.4%. We're seeing a positive trend in the leading economic indicators. And we'll get the release of, for the first time, of the estimate of fourth quarter real gross domestic product. The consensus estimate is 2.9% for the fourth quarter. 2.9%. We'll see where that number comes out. We'll know if it comes out. If it comes out, we'll know. I can't believe I have to say this stuff. It'll come out on Friday morning. So that's what we're looking at in terms of the releases. There will be a number of releases this week, if they happen. In crazy land, right? I'll tell you, we're living in crazy land, folks. That's where we are. That's where we are right today. Absolutely nutsville.